I was thinking about the period of Lent together with Ash Wednesday. And I think the world needs Lent. I think the world needs a day like Ash Wednesday. It's a gift. It brings a sense of reality and humility into our lives because we anticipate Easter. Lent is the lead up to Easter. In Genesis, we read that God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into him the breath of life. And the man became a living being. But later, we read in Genesis, "By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return." The idea of the ashes is a rather blunt reminder of our mortality. And even people who don't believe in God can understand the symbolism, since all of us, absent the second coming, will be in the ground. So we can anticipate and ponder our own inevitability, our mortality, or as Scott Hahn would say, the mortality rate among human beings is 100%. Some people wonder, why even think this way? Why even think about death? But if you imagine that the ash we receive today is a picture, a measure of sin staining our hearts. If we were honest with ourselves, would it really just be a little smudge? Or should there be something more? And I keep thinking, I'm a sinner like everybody else. Is this enough if that was going to picture my soul? Or should Father take a whole handful of ashes and just smear it all over my face? All of us need to look at ourselves that way. Right? And we know from history that since the early centuries of the church, there's evidence of some kinds of Lenten observances. St. Irenaeus in the second century, he died in 203. He wrote about Lenten observances. St. Athanasius, who lived in the 4th century, wrote about it. And there are many others that refer to these ancient Lenten practices. And Lent represented the time of Christ that he spent in the desert, in the wilderness, fasting, praying, being tempted by the devil. So this is our time in the desert, our time of prayer and fasting and penance. And the church also reminds us that we also have obligations toward our neighbors, toward those who are poor, those who are homeless during this time. So the church speaks to us about almsgiving. It's a good time to examine ourselves. Are we as generous as we think we are? Of course, there are the critics. I read a few articles. One is a non-Catholic who looked at all these Lenten practices and the ashes as a kind of spiritual bondage. And I think, how do you get spiritual bondage out of that? He wrote, quote, "These practices lead us back into the bondage of perpetual penitence and rituals common to Catholicism, to which the reformers rightly reacted. Penance and prayer almsgiving, does that seem like bondage? And I couldn't help wondering, what would happen if somebody said something like that to John the Baptist? All this penance you're preaching to us about, it just seems like bondage. How would he react to that? I'm sure that if that had happened, all four of the evangelists would have talked about it in their gospels. But nobody did. Everybody knew what that was. Others would say, what we do during Lent, it's not biblical. In fact, they use the same verses out of the gospel to argue their point. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who stand and pray in the synagogue so that others may see them. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. I don't know anybody here going into Lent who fits that description. No one gloomy here, I don't think. When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. We'll receive ashes. We know what that means. And I'm pretty sure all of us at some point will wash our faces. So where's he going with this? Someone else wrote, and this really boggles the mind. He says, if Lent was important, the apostles would have written about it. Oh, someone else wrote, it's not in the Bible. Lent is not in the Bible. That's why, you know, some people think. And that's true. You won't find the word Lent. It's based on an Anglo-Saxon root. But all through the Bible, we see these personal themes of prayer and penance and fasting and almsgiving and care for the poor. So it really is there. But whatever we do during Lent, we just need to make sure that it's genuine. I found out that the word hypocrite used to be a Greek word that means actor. An actor. Someone who puts on a show and behind it all is completely different. So when you think hypocrite, oh yeah, that makes sense. That clicks. And it stands to reason that to grow spiritually during the season, it has to be more than show. We realize that. Because these things we do during Lent are not for the outside of us, they're for the inside of us. So that as we push away some of the things of earth, we can draw closer to God. And He can come closer to us. So the outward and the inward things about our being are related. And there are a lot of things we can do during Lent. A whole list of things. We could ramp up our prayer life. I mean, there are lots of resources that can help you online or publications that give you daily readings, meditations, prayers. You know, we could spend time with Jesus in the Adoration Chapel. A lot of us don't do that. Maybe there are reasons we don't have time, but that's one way to be with Jesus during this time. We always talk about sacrificing certain things. That's true, television. What about things like visiting the sick? Not just something that we can think about in a traditional way, but visiting the sick. So whatever those things are, it needs to be genuine, because the impact it's intended to have is inside of us. Maybe you're not able to fast. You know, there are reasons for that. Some of us are exempt from those dietary rules, but others can't. For for different reasons. I found a quote from John Chrysostom, a saint, one of the doctors, or one of the fathers of the church, and he died in 407. And this is what he suggests about fasting. And he talks about fasting in a way I hadn't really thought of. He says, "Do you fast? Give me proof of it by your works. If you see a poor man, take pity on him. If you see a friend being honored, don't envy him. Do not let only your mouth fast, but also the eye, the ear, the hands and feet, all the members of our bodies." So I'd say definitely the church has what the world needs. Right now, the world and all of us, we need repentance. And the church, with its perfect timing, has what we need. It's Lent.